Blog Talk Radio.
Tune in to Wolfpack TV. I'm your host, R.A.Y. That's Long Wolf, co-host. This is the Wolfpack. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about the sports stuff that's been going on. Let's start with our favorite subject that we like to discuss, that we could talk about for hours, is the WWE. Real quick, holler at us. Facebook.com, Wolfpack_TV, Instagram.com, Wolfpack_TV, Twitter, Wolfpack_TV, and at Wolfpack_TV. You know, questions, concerns, give us a call. You guys know the hotline already. We've been talking about this for a whole year, so I'm not going to go through that. Any questions, any comments that you guys want to add, let us know on any one of those websites or call in. You know, what I wanted to say was WWE SmackDown is killing Raw. The reason why is because a lot of the superstars on SmackDown are pretty good. I would almost say at least a good 60% of them are better than the Raw superstars, in my opinion, are better than the Raw superstars. I think that Cesaro needs to get that push on Raw to be a main eventer. And Long Wolf brought up an interesting point about Seth Rollins being all of the main. He's been in the past three months, he's been in the main event a lot. But I guess for the Hell in a Cell, they're trying to have a triple threat match going into Hell in a Cell. Supposedly Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins. If Chris Jericho was the win last night, he was going to be in a triple threat match for the WWE champion. He did not. He lost last night. So I don't know what is going to happen with that kind of situation. Are they going to bring up another superstar? Or what exactly Raw is trying to do? Now, the show was actually, I give it all a B. Just for the simple fact that it's different from what we've been seeing for the past 4 or 5 months since the draft. Long Wolf, anything you want to add about Raw?
Yeah, I mean, as far as it was a pretty decent show. I'd say I'd probably give it a B, B plus, maybe. Nah, B minus actually, because it seems like they're getting it together as far as the cruiserweight and the tag team portion. That was real interesting. It was funny watching Enzo and Cass get their ass whooped. Bo Dallas, weak. I can't even think of his name right now, but Bo Dallas tag team partner. They need to go solo. But the other two guys, I forgot their name, the two bald headed cats, they need to give these guys more of a push in the tag team. Let them get more highlights. I mean, honestly, the Charlotte Flair and Sasha Banks rivalry is more entertaining than the Universal Championship. I'd rather see watch the women fight in the Hell in a Cell. That's I would rather see them as the headliner, honestly, than Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, or Roman Reigns. I'm tired of seeing them.
Yeah,
And
and so they got Roman.
I thought it was really corny, how Mick Foley and Stephanie came out there trying to, improvise and make matches on the spot. I mean, y'all still doing that shit. They need to get it together, you know what I'm saying? Even if y'all gotta bring somebody else in, I see what they're doing though. They're bringing Goldberg back, so that's gonna give automatically Raw the push once he come back. But I mean, at the end of the day, like, yeah, man, if you ask me, SmackDown is still, still killing, still holding, So we definitely need Raw to step their game up. I'm not sure what Mick Foley and Stephanie is doing. And it seems like they're trying to bring Jericho in the mix, but I mean, you're making Jericho look like a scrub. They're having him lose every time.
Oh,
Like, I mean, it just looks stupid.
Sorry.
So.
I agree about that, about the situation. I mean, I think that, it's got to be some kind of, it's got to be something, man, something done different, man. And it hasn't been done different in a while like that, the draft, since the 2004, 2005. And the two guys that you were talking about, Luke Gallows and Arn Anderson's son, which is the Anderson, I forgot his name, his first name, but his last name is Anderson. Them guys, man, I was watching them guys last night. I mean, I'm not last night, I'm sorry, today. Them guys is nice, man. They get that push that they need. A lot of people are saying that, Gallows is not really, he doesn't really have any, he's not really that good. But them guys is cleaning house with them with the tag team division. They need to let them guys have the tag team belts, man. I love my brothers, Big E, Kofi Kingston, and that other guy's name, I forgot his name. With him, you got him wearing the belt sometimes. Not really cool with that. You want to have the belt, then you need to go after the Intercontinental of the U.S. United States. But I mean, I understand you need to be. Honestly, I think you need to be in the cruiserweight division. Honestly, because you're too small. And you know what? On Raw, they're letting a lot of guys. They're looking over them. They're looking past Gallows and Anderson for the tag team division. They're overlooking Braun Strowman. I've been talking about that. You putting these trash can people against Braun Strowman. You got to. I see what y'all trying to do. Y'all trying to build him up, but he's going against scrubs. Put him against Roman Reigns. Put him against Brock Lesnar. Put him against Rusev. You know what I'm saying? Baron Coleman. Them guys like that. Braun Strowman. I told y'all. Long time ago, Braun Strowman is nice, man. Super nice. That dude is powerful, man. He was in a horror movie, man. He'll be killing the game right now. You know what I'm saying? That young man is 6'9", 200, 385, raw muscle. So give him that push, man. He deserves it. Now, with the whole Sheamus and the Cesaro, I don't know what they're trying to do. They're arguing back and forth, and it's been going on for a long time. I actually like that robbery. Pound for pound, both of them guys, they're out there as far as being tough. Super tough. I've been hearing rumors about Cesaro. They were saying that Cesaro is probably the strongest dude when it comes to the locker room as far as weightlifting. And he's super nice. So. Hopefully they give Y2J the push that he needs to get that push. I'm not exactly sure what they're trying to do with Chris Jericho. That we're gonna bring the, I guess, you know, they'll do that one match or whatever, you know what I'm saying, for Goldberg. I'm not sure what he's gonna do with the contract. I still got my money. If I was a betting man and anybody wanted to take that bet, I'd bet 100 on Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar still beat Goldberg, in my opinion. No disqualification or nothing, just straight up fight in a Hell in a Cell. That'd be awesome. You know, I pay to see that, you know, both them guys, you know what I'm saying, Brock Lesnar giving Goldberg the business. I ain't never been a fan of Goldberg. I just thought he was a big bully and just thought, you know, he was tough and all that stuff. He just think that he's tough and this and that and this and that, you know. never really been a fan of Goldberg, you know what I'm saying? I still look at him as Gilbert, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, got his ass rocked, you know what I'm saying? Never forget that, you know. Let's move on though to the A-plus segment of the show. Let's talk about the SmackDown, the results of the sack of the No Mercy, which is the pay-per-view they have this past Sunday. AJ Styles is still your champion, and I'm not sure what's going on, but Bray Wyatt defeated Randy Orton. That's the second loss that he got already, two matches in a row of pay-per-views. Remember, he fought Brock Lesnar last pay-per-view and lost. Now he lost to Bray Wyatt because of disqualification to another person who's going to definitely get that push on SmackDown, Luke Harper. Bottom line, he can wrestle. You know what I'm saying? Luke Harper is nice, definitely better than Eric Rowan. I think Eric Rowan can wrestle. He just doesn't get that push. I guess they feel like that he doesn't have it. But if you put all them guys together, you know what I'm saying, they're super nice. So Intercontinental Champion Dolph Ziggler, I saw that happening. He beat The Miz. I think it was top of him to, you know what I'm saying, to get some kind of goal around him. I mean, he is the B or B plus. You can go either way with Dolph Ziggler, B plus, you know, Intercontinental Champion, you know what I'm saying. Naomi defeats Alexis Bliss. Not really a big fan of Bliss. I think she's too light, in my opinion. You know, that girl, Nia Jax, that girl, she's super nice. Throwing people through in the crowd or throwing them and telling. I mean, these women are getting physical now, and that's awesome. I'm not sure how it is with this tag team match. I have a problem with the tag team championships with Heath Slater and Rhino. I don't know if that's a good fit. I mean, like I said, you're not really giving Heath Slater that push that he needs to, you know, you're not really giving him that push. And, you know, he's Golden Glove, so I don't know why y'all do people that are good at wrestling and good in boxing and have Golden Gloves or NCAA championship or going to college for wrestling. Why do y'all make them sorry? I mean, they're not. Jack Swagger is another example. You know, I don't understand it. They defeat the Usos, which is surprising. I really thought the Usos was going to pull that one out. So that was a surprising match. Nikki Bella defeating Carmella. And, of course, Baron Corbin is continually to dominate Jack Swagger. This is the fourth time that they fought for SmackDown on the SmackDown show. So I guess Baron Corbin is going to be, you know, might as well start putting them in a Carmella championship match or even WWE championship matches. I mean, honestly. And I just want to say about the tag team champions, they actually got some good tag team champion, you know, contenders to battle Heath Slater and Rhino. American Alpha is very nice. The Vonda Villains, they're actually nice too. Hype Bros, I don't know. I saw them live when they was here in Austin, August 16th. I'm not sold yet. I'm not really feeling that Long Island Iced Tea crap, like I said, you know. So, you know, Lone Wolf, anything you want to add about WWE's No Mercy?
No, I didn't really get to see much of it, but I know that I think AJ Styles still came out champion. And, you know, that back and forth between him and Dean Ambrose. I was watching a little bit of it tonight. Hopefully they'll be able to keep it going and keep the interest. Definitely want to see more from the tag team division. Definitely want to see more of a push for Titus O'Neil and Cesaro. I see Dolph Ziggler. He's the Intercontinental Champion now. He deserves that. I just need to see more of a push, man, from these other guys. It just needs to be more of a push. We can't see the same headliners every week. It's just not going to work. Enzo and Big Cass, Enzo is a half pint. Throw that nigga in the trash. Cass, go solo, man, and push your career, man, because he's not getting anywhere with that buffoon. So that's really all I want to say on that.
Are you feeling the NXT guys, like the guys that are pretty much the D-League of the WWE? That's pretty much what NXT is.
My thing with the NXT is that it's hard to keep up with because it's hard enough keeping up with Raw and SmackDown, and then the fact that they added the cruiserweight division, makes it even more harder. So I haven't really been watching Next. I know I think Samoa Joe. I don't know if he's still on there or not, but I haven't really been keeping up with the Next.
Yeah, me neither. Guys, I'm be honest with you, Wolf Nation. I keep up with Total Divas. I watch that show. You know what I'm saying? For the ladies, honestly, I watch them. You know what I'm saying? I want to know what's really going on in their lives. You know what I'm saying? Separate from wrestling.
All I got to say is, Sasha Banks, if you ever need a real man in your life, I got you taken care of. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, and you heard this shit live, Wolfpack exclusive,
Eva Marie, that goes for you too. Nikki Bella, I'm coming for all of them. I'm just letting you know.
and guys, that's what's going on WWE. Like we said, SmackDown is a better show so far than Raw. Now with Goldberg and Brock Lesnar being the main eventer for the next Hell in a Cell or surprise appearance that will probably happen. Goldberg is scheduled to be on Raw this coming up Monday, so we'll definitely be tuning in to that. And which means if Goldberg is going to be on Raw, I think they just signed Luke Harper to a deal on SmackDown. He will actually be in. Maybe they'll give another superstar to get on SmackDown. You definitely need to make SmackDown 3 hours, just like Raw, in my opinion. Even if you make it from 6 to 9, or if you do 7 to 10, just like Raw on Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying? I think that would be a good thing. Now, it has been rumored that Vince McMahon bought TNA. I'm not exactly sure if he bought everything from TNA or just the video footage. There's been rumored about the video footage. But a lot of them guys that used to be for WWE are going to be now under this man again, for the partner, owner, or whatever the case might be. He's going to have some kind of boss mentality over them guys. So he'll have some kind of, direction, which means this man got the wrestling game sold up. But so the three-headed monster, you got Raw, you got SmackDown, and you got TNA Impact, which is on Thursday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You will be tuned. Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. Excuse me. You'll be in tune to wrestling. Have that 3 and NXT if you watch it. I'm not sure when NXT comes on because I don't watch it. I know it comes on during the week. I do know the main event, which is WWE segment, comes on Wednesdays. I'm not exactly sure what channel that is, but you really got 4 to 5 days of wrestling during the week. So be on the lookout for the TNA. I actually watched a little bit of highlights. I saw Cody Rhodes' debut match in TNA Impact. Very impressed. Hopefully he gets that push that he's always needing. I wasn't really feeling the Stardust, so I understand why he left. I just thought that was a corny, personality that he had to do, and he just looked like a damn idiot. So if I had it my way, I would push him for the Intercontinental. I would have even gave him a couple or maybe dozen championship matches, let him hold the belt. He's definitely Intercontinental and United States champion material. Make no mistake about it. We'll definitely see. There's been rumored that Bobby Lashley could be making a return back to Raw. He wants to fight Brock Lesnar. That was the first person he called out. It's going to be really, really ridiculous coming up this year, being tuned to that. Also, Royal Rumble is going to be in San Antonio, which means there will be another SmackDown, should be at a city of Texas near you. Not exactly sure. Royal Rumble will be exciting to watch. If you've never been to a live event, I suggest that you will get your money's worth at the live events that are happening. Like I said, that's a good experience for you guys if you're wrestling fans like me and Lone Wolf. I've been watching wrestling since 1996. So it has been really, really, I love it. Can't get enough of it. So along with anything you want to have before we get to the NFL and NBA?
No, I agree with you 100%. Looking forward to the WWE coming back to Texas. Hopefully we can go to that Royal Rumble. I've never been to a pay-per-view event, so that would be nice. And definitely looking forward to this Hell in a Cell between Charlotte and Sasha Banks. I'm really looking forward to that. So
that's going to be great. I mean, just seeing them guys, I mean, they're going to be put in, now they're putting these women in Hell in a Cell matches. Is it at the event? Are they saying they're going to be in the match at Hell in a Cell because it's part of the show? Or
they're they're fighting in the Hell in a Cell. First time ever woman fight in a Hell in a Cell. So, like I said, when you're a women champion, are more competitive, more charismatic, and honestly, just doing a better job than your headliner, something's wrong. And major props to my baby Sasha Banks, first of all. But I gotta give big props to Charlotte Flair, man. Like, she's a hell of a wrestler, man. She takes after her dad, and she puts it all on the line out there. I gotta give her major props. No disrespect to the women, not to be sexist, but just keeping it real in this wrestling business, when your women are outshining the men that are universal champions and this and that, something's wrong. You need to reevaluate your formula. So, but definitely looking forward to that match.
I agree. I mean, I definitely agree. I mean, Charlotte, like I said, she could wrestle her butt off with a sexy ass, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's a nice rivalry. It really is, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't know what, I mean, you know, even her protege, damn, I don't know, I forgot her name. She's the one that's like, you know what I'm saying, running around, like carrying her luggage and stuff like that, Charlotte, or that's, I forgot her name, but even they're doing their thing. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I mean, the women are killing the game. You know what I'm saying?
They're doing their thing, man.
First ever. I mean, I said that a long time ago. They need to go ahead and put some women in the Hell in a Cell, man. You know what I'm saying? And make this shit like ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? You're getting a lot more and more fans watching two girls go at it like that, man. And they're giving that all that they got. You know what I'm saying? So. You know, it's getting there, man. I mean, the two shows, I mean, it's just too many superstars to do that. You know what I'm saying? To you know, it's not enough, you know, screen time for everybody. So I'm glad they did the two shows. I think that was a brilliant idea. I know you guys been listening to Wolfpack TV. Don't even sit up there and act like, you know, front like y'all haven't been. Y'all been listening to our ideas and running and telling us stuff. That's exactly what the fuck y'all been doing.
Chalking the head.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can't really wait. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually going to go ahead and try to, that would be a Christmas present for myself to go ahead and get the WWE, you know what I'm saying, app and pay that $9.99 a month and, you know, get everything for free. You know what I'm saying? Miss pay-per-views, all the shows, you know what I'm saying? The shows that they got, the reality TV shows that they got on there. I mean, everything wrestling pretty much, man. You know what I'm saying? And I will actually set a day and just sit there all day long and watch it. That's how much I love wrestling. So, you know, it's going to be, like I said, having Goldberg back, a lot of people are going to be very happy about that. Now, the question is, how long will he be, you know what I'm saying, in the WWE? Will he just sign a one-time deal or what exactly, you know, what exactly will happen? That's my question. So we're definitely.
I think this is all prelude to WrestleMania. Basically, he'll come back, make an appearance, and probably not make another appearance to Royal Rumble, just to prep for WrestleMania in March. If he's going to be the, one of the headliners.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And he's going to see, they're going to pass that money at him, and he's not really doing anything else, or at least not that I know of. He probably is doing something, but we don't know. We don't hear about it. Just because we don't hear about it doesn't mean he's not doing nothing. So I take that back. But, I mean, you know, we'll definitely see. I mean, Goldberg called Brock Lesnar out, and, we'll definitely see. That's going to be a really good match. I'm looking forward to it. I noticed Long Wolf, your team won, beat Miami Dolphins. 30-17,
yeah.
Almost a cup. You know what I'm saying? You happy about that? They beat Miami at home, so congratulations to your team. My team won, beat New York Jets at home, 31-13, got the job done. I noticed Arizona beat San Francisco 33-21. The only problem I have with that, you should have been started Colin Kaepernick a long time ago. Just because he did that shit, you know what I'm saying? That y'all took offense to that shit, y'all didn't want to start him. Now you want to start him because y'all ass is like, what, 1-5, 1-4? That's ridiculous. Now he's starting now. You know, you want him to be a savior? Nah, fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's some whole ass shit in my opinion. But, you know, I guess, I don't know what's going on. I really feel sorry for RG3. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. Cleveland can't get the job done. Again, dead zone, and then probably Hugh Jackson could be fired. I don't know what's going on in Cleveland, you know what I'm saying, as far as the Browns. Long Wolf, maybe we need to just go try out for the Cleveland Browns, bro. You know, I'm sure, you know, $3-5 million, we'll have a fucking ball, man. You know what I'm saying? We won't be getting in trouble. You know, these guys getting in trouble for these weed charges or, you know, getting caught with drugs. You guys are making, you know what I'm saying, $13-14 million an hour, even $7-8 million an hour. Whatever a rookie contract is, I mean, you're making more money. You're doing what you love and getting paid for it. That's a good lifestyle, in my opinion. You know, that's definitely getting paid for doing what you love to do. I mean, I don't understand. That's what being successful is, in my opinion. So, with that being said, I like what Oakland's doing. They was actually at WWE this past Monday. So, big up to, the Oakland Raiders, 34-31. They're 4-1 this season, so congratulations to them. For doing their thing. Everybody is hyping up this Dallas Cowboys bandwagon. We'll definitely see how long they're going to ride the Cowboys until they lose and get to the playoffs and get eliminated. We'll definitely see Buffalo beats the L.A. Rams 30-19. I keep saying that Buffalo is a surprise team. I'm glad Minnesota is doing their thing without Teddy Bridgewater. Congratulations to the Vikings fans and the Minnesota. Let's see how long people are going to don't jock and put on Facebook Minnesota Vikings and shit like that. I'm just it sucks to see that Carolina is losing games. I believe they're 1-4. Is your zone defense working? You're losing games. I would have just gave Josh Norman that money, man. You know, he deserves it. You know, maybe it would be definitely be a different outcome if he was on the team. It just sucks to go out and get all the way to Super Bowl and be starting the season 1-4. So hopefully Carolina can get it together. Real quick, Long Wolf, anything you want to add to any other teams, surprise teams, the ones that, you know, that suck, whatever, you know, players, anything you want to add real quick? We got about 60 seconds left.
Nothing NFL-wise, but on the topic of my Longhorns, you know, everybody's saying Charlie Strong, fire Charlie Strong, but I'm going to just say this. You don't really have nobody out there to replace him, and you got to give him another year just because all of those guys are freshmen and sophomore. They're young. True enough, we should have beat California, should have beat OU, but at the end of the day, you don't really have nobody to replace him. So for all you guys that want to cut his head off because he's a black coach or whatever, now's not the time. Let's just finish the season out and see if we can get a bowl game, and we'll go from there.
Ladies and gentlemen, you guys know who he is. He's Long Wolf. I'm Big Bad Wolf. This is Wolfpack TV. hit us up, social media, you guys know what it is. Hit us up online and hit us up on that phone line. Lone Wolf, that's it. Hit us with that outro. See you. Check you guys out. NWO. We out.
For life, people.